This weekend, we're going to cover a number of aspects concerning God's Word. So the first item that we'd like to cover tonight is that the Bible is God's speaking. The Bible is God's speaking. I hope you wouldn't take this phrase for granted. The Bible is God's speaking. What does that mean? What does it mean to say the Bible is God's speaking? It's His Word, okay?
What He expresses.
What He expresses? Very good. Joe, what do you think? Let me ask you this. Is it the same as saying the Bible is God's letter to us?
Yes?
Yes? The Bible is God's speaking. If I write you a letter, is that the same as speaking to you? There's a little bit of a difference, right? It's my word. It's the expression of what's on my heart. Okay? But to say that the Bible is God speaking, it's a little different from a letter. Right? It's nice to receive a letter. Sometimes it's even nicer to receive a phone call, right? To hear somebody's voice, to hear somebody speaking. The Bible is God's speaking. God's speaking. You notice when we read this verse, Matthew 22:31. Did you notice? This is the Lord Jesus speaking to the Pharisees. He said to them, "But concerning the resurrection of the dead, haven't you read what God wrote in the law?" Anybody reading the verse? Is that what he said? What's the verse say? "Have you not read that which was spoken to you by God?" Right. Have you not read that which was spoken to you by God? He didn't say, "Have you not read that which God wrote to you?" And he also didn't say, I want you to notice this. This is very important. He didn't say, "Have you not read that which was spoken by God 1,500 years ago?" He said, "Have you not read that which was spoken to you by God?" Wow. The Bible is not an ordinary book. The Bible is a wonderful book. It's a very special book. It's a unique book. Because the Bible is God's speaking. The Bible is not just a record of what God has spoken. The Bible is God's speaking to you and to me. And you know what? This book is a living book. Because our God is a living God. And He's a speaking God. How about this verse in Hebrews? These verses, Hebrews 1:1-2, it says, "God, having spoken of old in many portions and in many ways to the fathers and the prophets, has at the last of these days spoken to us in the Son." From the very beginning, God has been speaking to His people. God spoke to the prophets, and God is still speaking to us today. God is speaking to us in the Son. So when we come to the Bible, we have to have the realization, this book is God speaking. If you come to the Bible with a heart open to the Lord will speak to you. He will speak through this book. You know, you can read a lot of wonderful books, and you can read a lot of impressive words written by very thoughtful people. You can even read words spoken by famous people, right? You could read a speech by George Washington, or you could read the Gettysburg Address by Abraham Lincoln. And it's impressive. But you know what? It's not Lincoln's speaking. It's what he spoke, but it's not his speaking. But you come to the Bible, and the Bible is God speaking, because our God is a speaking God, and He's still speaking today.
Amen.
And even this weekend, as we come to the Word, our prayer should be, Master, speak. Master, speak. We want the Lord to speak to us this weekend. Amen?
Amen.
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 We want to hear the Lord speaking. Oh, and the Lord wants to speak to us. You know, the Bible is full of God speaking. Over the centuries, the Lord has unveiled His heart to His people. All the things that are on God's heart are unveiled in His speaking in the Bible. Hallelujah for God's speaking. These verses right at the beginning of our verse sheet indicate the Bible was written down by a lot of different people. And tomorrow we're going to take some more time to cover where the Bible came from. But anyway, we can see in these verses that the Bible comes from God speaking to man and man writing down these words. Exodus 34:27. And Jehovah said unto Moses, write these words. Right? And then David said, the Spirit of Jehovah spoke through me, and His word was on my tongue. Then Acts 3:21, Peter said, of which God spoke through the mouth of His holy prophets from of old. You know, originally I had 4 pages. I think it was over 4 pages like this of verse references. So I had to cut them down a lot. But I went through. I found there's so many verses in the Bible that talk about God speaking.
Right.
And how much God wants to speak to man. So anyway, we only could take a few. But if you like, I'd be happy to give you the full list. There's a lot of references. There's a lot of references that talk about God speaking through a whole lot of people.